The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show everyone's talking about,
but they really should be listening to it.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Wow, what a coincidence that my name is Eric Metaxas, and this is the Eric Metaxas Show. I guess the name, the Eric Metaxas Show, had not been taken, and I thought, since my name is Eric Metaxas, let's grab it and just see what happens. And so far, so good. We've been doing this a little bit over 3 years. If you've been listening to this program, you're very aware that we wrap our arms around a number of charities and organizations that we believe in, and then we ask you, the listener, for money. If you don't like that, the only response I can give you is I'm sorry and or tough luck, because basically the whole reason I do this program is to promote what I think is great stuff, whether it's something that's really funny or important or controversial or whatever. And one of the organizations that I've known about since my wife told me early in our marriage that she's writing checks to them, because she'd been doing that before she got married, it's called Open Doors. Now, you know that if you listen to this program, we've done campaigns with Open Doors before, but we're kicking one off, as you know, this week. And I thought, I need to talk to the head of Open Doors, David Curry, because he's the one behind this whole thing, and he can help you understand, along with me, what it is that they do. I am particularly tickled to have him on the line right now. David Curry, CEO of Open Doors USA and president. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Eric.
Listen, it's great. But the best part is that I finally got to meet you in person. Where were we? In San Diego?
We were in San Diego, and we had a great, great time together. And it was a pleasure. Pleasure to meet you face to face.
Well, the best part for me about being there, and as you know, and my listeners know, is like I've known about Open Doors for a long time, but to actually be with you all and to hear some of the stories from some of the people who are on the front lines for Open Doors, it was so staggering to me. The Dutch brother who has lived in Iraq for 20 years, serving God and serving the Christians and others in Iraq. I mean, it's so moving, and I want my listeners to get some sense of how amazing and brave the people are on the front lines at Open Doors and what it is that we're asking them to participate in. This is just huge. It was so moving that morning listening. He didn't even give his last name, because this is dangerous stuff. But this brother who lives in Iraq, who's Dutch, it was just, I just couldn't get over it. And I actually said I want to get him on the show if he's in New York. Or he said he might be passing through New York. But until he does that, I get to talk to you. And you and I finally met and stuff. But I just had such a warm and wonderful time with all of you from Open Doors. It just meant so much to me. And I thought, the next time we do a campaign, I've got to get you on to talk more about it. So anyway, thanks for making the time.
Well, thank you. And what you're referring to is really that Open Doors is unique in that we're on the ground with these folks. You're referring to a man that we'll call Michael, who's been there in Iraq and Syria, that region, for over 25 years. And he's just indicative of so many people within Open Doors who, like our founder, Brother Andrew, just had the heart to go there and be people to people. We're going to connect. There's lots of technical things we can do, but right now, with the intense persecution in Africa and Middle East and around the world, we really need to be united as the body of Christ, people who are followers of Jesus, supporting each other, talking, getting to see each other. And that's one of the things that Open Doors is really committed to doing, and to doing well.
Well, and I think it's important to say, too, there are a number of organizations that work to try to help the persecuted church. Everybody has a different piece of the puzzle. You guys are so rare in that you are on the ground. When I heard this brother, Michael, as we're going to call him, I just couldn't believe the courage and the faith. I mean, this reminds me of Bonhoeffer and other people I've written about. They're living their faith. And what I actually say, David, is that we need them because they call us deeper in our own faith. When you see somebody living his faith like that and you hear his story, you think, well, why am I not doing that? Doesn't God love me enough to want me to do that too? And it just it's a blessing just to be exposed to this level of faith. And I think it makes the American church, since I'm in America, it makes the American church way stronger when we hear about the heroism and really the faith and the love of God that brothers and sisters have who are out there. We kind of need to hear this because we forget. We think spiritual warfare is like when it rains on Sunday morning and, you know, it's a challenge for me to get to church. Like that's, you know, we're operating on this whole different plane. And I think that the one good thing about globalism, it connects us to the global church and to the persecuted church. So hearing these stories was such a blessing to me. I just wanted my audience just to get a taste of this.
Thank you. That's so true. And, you know, we always say that what they need, we can usually try to get that. But what they're learning, we need it. We've got to have it because they're learning through very difficult times, trials that hopefully we'll never have to face.
Well, that's right.
It just deepens our faith.
Well, when Brother Michael was talking about, you know, the people that he met with who'd been tortured and stuff, you know, you think suddenly it's real. It's not just a statistic. It's not just there are persecuted Christians out there. This is a man in the same room with me talking about his relationship with someone who's been tortured and who's gone through this hell. And you think, how can I look away? I've seen this now. I'm responsible for this. I've heard this now. I'm responsible for this. But I do think that it strengthens us in the West, those of us who are not able to, you know, be on the ground in these dangerous places. Nonetheless, we are called to support them. We're called. There's no question that when one member of the body is suffering, all are suffering. And if you block off the suffering, you're, in a sense, blocking yourself, cutting yourself off from God's church. And so one way to do that is by giving, obviously, but by praying. You know, you hear all these things over and over, but they are true, and we need to be reminded of them over and over and over. I guess I want to say now this raise that we're doing here in June. What specifically are there specifics to it, or is this just a general appeal for funds for Open Doors?
What the challenge is that we see people talking about what's happening around the persecuted church. Certain episodes, they talk about ISIS, they talk about the Middle East. Sometimes you'll hear about somebody, a pastor who's imprisoned, all of these critical issues. One of the challenges we have is that the body of Christ doesn't often know what's happening in Africa. And we just have so many incidents, more people killed for their faith in northern Nigeria than any one place around the world that we can document anyway. Perhaps in North Korea, it might challenge it, but we can't document those. But you look at Africa, and this is where the big need is for us right now. We wanted to draw attention to it. Various countries around the world, we can go through them. You've got Central African Republic. You've got Boko Haram, which is terrorizing Nigeria. You have other groups terrorizing Somalia and Kenya and these areas. There's just a lot going on, Eric. And the one thing that ties together these African incidents is that the body of Christ needs aid. They need help through the summer months as they've often been pushed out of their villages. They're far from farming communities. They don't have food. They don't have help. And the last couple of summers, we've had to step in because oftentimes they can't go to these UN camps because they feel threatened there. Or the camps are distributing goods, food, and so forth. But they're doing it through the auspices of these governors within the area, which are running them through Sharia law and don't see Christians as viable citizens in that way. So there's a lot going on, but it's about Africa being on the ground, trying to help work through partners to bring encouragement, support, trauma programs to these folks.
All right, David, thank you. I got to turn to my audience and say, folks, the summer months, that's now. Please, please, today is the day. It's why I wanted David Curry here to talk about this so you understand what is at stake. Right now, I'm asking you, go to your phones, go to the website, Metaxas.com. MetaxasTalk.com. When we come back, we'll get you the phone number. But please, folks, MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner, and you can give whatever you want to give. But this is absolutely urgent. We need your help. Please, folks, MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner. Thank you. Folks, I need your help. Our Christian brothers and sisters in Africa are under attack. Earlier this year, Boko Haram once again kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls. This group's presence has spread beyond Nigeria into Cameroon, Chad, Benin, other countries. In the northern part of Nigeria, militant Fulani herdsmen are continuing to use any violent means necessary to take possession of everything in their path. In other parts of Africa, Christians are being targeted by fundamentalist and extremist groups. Even in countries such as Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, some Christians must worship in secret, and they live in constant fear of being imprisoned or worse for their beliefs. So through the Ministry of Open Doors, you can provide life-saving aid and critical support such as clothing, food, medical aid, vital training, Bibles, and Christian resources to these African believers. To find out more of all the ways you can help, please go to my website, MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner for Open Doors right at the top. Folks, they have a challenge grant of $50,000. There's no better time. I'm just asking you, please go to the website, MetaxasTalk.com, and click on Open Doors. Thank you. Americans in every tax bracket got a tax cut thanks to the bill signed into law last year. So the economy is growing and so are your paychecks. You've actually got more money to spend on what's important to you and your priorities. But Democrats in Congress, led by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, voted against the tax cuts, and they're promising to raise your taxes if they win in November. They want your money back to spend on their priorities, and only you can stop them. To find out how much more money you'll be bringing home, go to TaxCutsWork.com now. There's an easy-to-use calculator, and it'll tell how much money you'll save this year. Check your savings at TaxCutsWork.com, and then sign a letter to Congress telling them to keep their hands off your tax cut savings. It is your money, not Washington, D.C.'s. Go to TaxCutsWork.com, check your tax cut savings, and please let Congress know you want to keep your savings. TaxCutsWork.com. Go to TaxCutsWork.com.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That's a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of the great Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or any other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they're able to scan your email and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they don't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address that you're going to be proud to own. Go to ReaganPrivacy.com. You get your very own personal private email address. It's available to you now at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now and share the values of Ronald Reagan. ReaganPrivacy.com.
Shining in the sky, there ain't a cloud in sight.
there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. As I think you know, as I hope you know, we're doing a campaign with Open Doors. Open Doors is one of these organizations that I have loved for many, many years. Why? Because they do the thing that is just the most dramatic thing you can do. They take their Christian faith so seriously that they go to foreign countries. They risk their lives to help people who are suffering. And I don't just mean from hunger. I mean from persecution, from murder, from torture, from Islamic radical groups. They go on the ground. They help these people. This is what the Church of Jesus Christ is supposed to do with our faith, with our courage. We're supposed to lay it on the line. Open Doors has been doing this for a long time. Some of you know the story of Brother Andrew. Maybe we'll get to him in this hour. But I'm talking right now to David Curry, who's the head of Open Doors USA. And I am just excited that we get to offer my audience the opportunity to step into what God is doing through his church. David, again, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
I was saying, you know, at another time that when people criticize the church, I get angry because I think you can criticize the church all day long, but why? The news never reports on people like you and all of the heroes across the Middle East and in Africa laying their lives on the line because of their Christian faith for strangers, people they have never met, to bring them food and hope and medical supplies and all kinds of training. It's unbelievable what Christians do around the world. The mainstream media, in fact, I would say the media in general, does not report on this. But this is what is happening. So when I hear people whining about the failures of the church or the American church, I think I would take you more seriously if you talked about this, if you talked about, for example, what Open Doors is doing around the world. We're doing a raise on this program with you, with Open Doors, and people can go to metaxastalk.com and they can give. But tell us some of the things, David, if you would, about, you know, what happens if people give? What are the kinds of things that you all need help with?
Well, one of the significant things we do is we step in where there have been moments of trauma. You described some of them. There's been an attack. Somebody's been hurt. Somebody's been killed, maybe even tortured. What we want to do is step in and help strengthen the church, help deal with the trauma. So we'll do persecution preparedness seminars where we bring church unity to the forefront. We talk about these kind of programs in churches within these areas, not just anywhere, but within the areas where it's most difficult to be a follower of Christ. So we're helping to strengthen them. And then when we have an attack, we'll go in and do trauma care. 2 weeks ago, we had an attack in Indonesia that you'll remember. A family divided up. They had been radicalized in Syria, and they went back home to Surabaya, Indonesia, and attacked three churches. We were there hours after the attack trying to help support, give trauma care to these folks. That's the kind of thing we're doing. But it's also long-term. Because we believe in the biblical mandate to care for our brothers and sisters as if it were our own family, when you have a situation like we had 4 years ago where 230 schoolgirls were kidnapped out in Chibok, Nigeria, we were there on the ground working with our partners to help out those families. Now, half of the girls are still remaining in captivity 4 years later. Where's the news in all of this? Well, we're still there. We're still there caring, helping, supporting. In many ways, it's very practical. We'll give food. We can give economic development and sometimes medical aid. We will often provide a safe house for somebody who is in grave danger to try to help them to remain safe in the short term so that they're not hurt or killed. These are the kinds of things we're doing every single day in these very difficult areas.
Well, it's funny because I really I've been involved with something, and you know about it, called Save the Persecuted Christians. SavethePersecutedChristians.org is basically a way to get attention around America to the persecuted Christians around the world. Because I think there are tons of people who they've never heard of this radio program. They would never listen to this program. It's not part of their world. And they're not going to bump into this any other way. So somebody came up with the idea of, why don't churches post banners outside the church that say, "Save the Persecuted Christians." So I want to say to my listeners, please go to SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. You can download a free banner. You can get a banner mailed to you, a huge one to put in front of your church, because people in America need to be aware of what is going on around the world. And as I said, the mainstream media doesn't cover it, which outrages me, frankly. And many times the church participates in its own marginalization by criticizing itself and forgetting that there are people putting their lives on the line around the world. Open Doors, to me, you guys are at the head of the pack doing this. And to participate with you blesses us, that we, if we participate in any way, whether it's to get a banner just to tell people about this, or whether it is to give money to this campaign, whatever you do, obviously your prayers. But whatever you do, it's going to strengthen your faith. And so I want to give people this opportunity. I really believe, David, that I know this sounds, you know, it's almost like a cliche, but the American church needs this. If the American church does not participate in this, we're so weak and so, you know, so ineffective. When we participate in this, our faith is strengthened and it changes us. We're the ones, you know, ironically, that need to be changed. So this is an opportunity, I would say, for churches to do this. Doesn't need to be an individual gift. The church can, you know, pool together and give a gift. Now, can I do you have a list of what people, if they give X amount of money, what that provides?
Absolutely. If someone thinks in terms of giving $87, $85, that can provide clothing and blankets for three believers somewhere in Africa that are in intense difficulty. $126 helps provide a church family, a Christian family, with food support for a month. I mean, it's amazing what we can do for just a little bit. If they want to do
a whole family, food for a month for $126.
And when you think about northern Nigeria, where these Christian families have been literally pushed out of their homes and their villages by Boko Haram, which is an ISIS affiliate, they're still on the run. The UN camps have not been sufficiently helping them. So $126 helps feed them. And we will deliver the food to them personally. So we know it's going to happen. If they want to do more, $421 helps provide a Christian with medical aid. And we can keep going. $17,000 to provide a safe house for
now,
some of these Christians.
Hang on there. Look, there are people listening, I know, who can do this, right? And if God prompts them, they can do it, and they will do it. But you're telling me that a safe house for Christians is, you said, $17,000.
That's right. In Africa, we can provide a safe house for just $17,000. It's amazing what it can do.
And what is a safe house? Explain that so people understand.
We have safe houses around the world where these are places where if a Christian has had to escape, many times in Nigeria, this is one of the areas we're going to be focusing this aid. You have two different forces, both Islamic extremists, the Fulani herdsmen, which are an ancient group that have, you know, roamed some of the plains there in northern Nigeria. And then you have Boko Haram, which is a militaristic. They're both militaristic, but this one is definitely associated directly with ISIS. Both of these groups go into these historic Christian villages in the northern part of Nigeria, which is under Sharia law, and they will slash and burn entire villages. They will attack pastors. If we know in advance that some of this is going to happen, we can help house them for a short period of time to help get to safety, help get to family in the south. So this is part of our strategy. But it's not just in Nigeria. We do it all over the place where we sense that there is imminent danger, and we want the body of Christ to be strong, an indigenous church in Nigeria. So we're not hoping that everybody moves to the West. That's one of the challenges that people often bring to me. Like, what do we do with all of these immigrants? And the answer is we help Christians stay where they want to
right.
be in their homeland.
Right.
And this is part of that strategy.
Well, I don't even know what to say, except before we go to the break, I want to urge my listeners. David, thanks for making it real, but this is all useless unless people listening right now go to the website. It's MetaxasTalk.com. Everything is there for you to give. MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, the need is urgent, as you can tell from listening. And keep listening. Thank you.
Song. You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
If you were fumbling around in the dark and someone handed you a flashlight, you'd take it, right? Shouldn't it be the same when it comes to spotting threats to your identity and data on your devices? The digital world is full of so many connections, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. And you don't want to be left in the dark if that happens. Fortunately, new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to shed light on more of today's threats. Threats to your identity, like your personal info for sale on the dark web, and threats to your computer or tablet like ransomware or emerging viruses. No one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft, but new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices you may not see on your own. Join today and get an additional 10% off our already low price starting at just $7.99 per month plus applicable taxes for your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection. More protection.
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Once upon a time there lived a man and his name was Hezekiah. He walked with God both day and night, but he didn't want to die. He cried, oh Lord, please let me live. Death is close, I know. God smiled down on Hezekiah. He gave him 15 years to go.
Hey there, folks. You only have to die to self. You don't have to literally die. You just have to die to self. And when you die to self, then, well, you can fill in the blanks theologically. I'm talking to the head of Open Doors. This segment, as you know, we're doing this month. We're doing a raise with Open Doors to help Christians who are being brutally persecuted around the world. Open Doors, as far as I'm concerned, are at the head of the line in very bravely being on the ground in these dangerous locations, risking their lives to do what we're called to do. And I think we're all called to do this. You and I, we're all called to do this. So the only question is how. And if you're not called to go there and to risk your life, we can pray, we can send money, we can tell others about this. But the body of Christ, those of us who claim to be Christians, I think clearly have an obligation. This is our problem. This is not somebody else's problem. So, David Curry, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Now, I understand as I read through my material here that there's a challenge grant available. So, in other words, as people give through this program, that there is a challenge grant available that could double the impact of any gift that folks give.
Absolutely. There's a $50,000 challenge grant available to anybody who will, so that we can double the impact of any gift that's given today. And the reason we do this is because we want people to understand this isn't just the kind of thing you do just because. It's when we have an urgent need, when we have this desperate need in Africa during these next 8 to 12 weeks, we've got to focus on how can we help believers who are under tremendous pressure. I said earlier at the top of the hour that when you talk about Nigeria, there are more believers killed in northern Nigeria for their faith than ISIS killed in their caliphate territory. Okay, last year there was over 2,000 believers killed in Nigeria alone. So these are very difficult areas. Then you look at Central African Republic and how that inter-country conflict could destabilize and tip into issues, even greater issues, but it's attacks against Christians. These kinds of things are happening in various places around the world. I was in Kenya not too long ago after the attack in Garissa on a university where some Al-Shabaab, ISIS-type terrorists separated the Christians from the rest of the population at Garissa University and executed them all. And I had to go there and meet with these pastors and these folks and look them in the eye, and we prayed together. The school wasn't even open yet. We wanted to go and be and make sure that people knew you're not alone. And that's really what we're saying with this challenge grant. We're saying, folks, this is critically important. $50,000 is going to double the impact of your gift. But you know what? The thing is, we're going to send a message. Folks, you are not alone. If you're a believer in Jesus in Africa and you're under intense persecution, we know and we care.
I just try to imagine, you know, that there's so many families in America right now. We've all got our problems. When you participate in this, it lightens your own load because you realize we're all in this together. Here are people suffering horrors. And when we are aware of that, somehow it changes our own perspective. And I've said this earlier, but I'm convinced that if you want to reach the American church, if you want to strengthen the American church, if you're concerned about the culture in America, doing something like this deepens our faith dramatically. We need to understand what is at stake, what people who are no different than we are. And this is the thing. They're no different than we are. We can choose to think because they're a different color and they live in a third world country and on and on and on. Oh, they're absolutely no different. You have met with these people. You sit there. You talk to them. They're no different than we are. It's only by the grace of God that we're not there and they're here. And so I really think the American church needs this. We need to participate. It will strengthen us in our faith.
And I think one of the challenges, we have a couple of them. First of all, there's some bad theologies. People will often say to me, well, Jesus said that persecution was going to come. But it wasn't a call to passivity. There are other scriptures that talk about how we're to be mobilized. But the other challenge is that we often see it just through the difficulty, just through the trauma. And when you intersect and when you interact and get together with the persecuted, you notice that God is doing amazing things. I met a woman who was widowed through Boko Haram in northern Nigeria. Her name is Damaris. And we spent about 2 or 3 days together just getting to know her story and seeing how we could help in that area. And her joy was infectious in the midst of the most difficult kinds of things that you can imagine. And it was because of her faith. And I remember I said to her, Damaris, how, when you were in the pit of despair, how did you crawl out of it? What did the Lord do to you? How did it work? And she said, you know, I'm a singer, and I would just sing these praise and worship songs. And so I said, well, sing one for me. And she just sang these simple words, just it's praising Jesus in her language. And it was beautiful.
You know, this is what makes it real. I mean, when I hear this, I realize these are not statistics. These are human beings who are genuinely depending on those of us listening right now. Folks, this is why I wanted David to be here to explain this. This is an absolutely urgent need. There are people suffering simply because of their faith. It's unconscionable that in the modern era this is happening. The least we can do is use our freedom and our relative wealth. Whatever you can give, folks, please, please, today, go to MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com, and be generous.
Hey, Al
Melbourne.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, I want to talk to you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yes.
Can I talk to you about Relief Factor?
Please.
You got a second? You got a second? Sit down. Sit down.
Okay.
Because this is important. A lot of people live with pain, okay? They live with pain. I'm not talking about pain in the neck people. I'm talking about people who live with pain in their own bodies, right? I was one of those people.
Really?
You just think, well, this is normal. If I run, I'm going to have hip pain. I'm going to have a back pain. That's just the price. Okay. Relief Factor is something that has helped me. It is all natural. You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say it's botanicals. Whatever the heck it is. It's four ingredients that you can take all day long. They're not toxic, okay? And you go to relieffactor.com. You get the quick start pack for $19.95. You can see within 3 weeks for sure whether it'll work for you. It works for most people, okay? It did work for me. Dennis Prager raves about it. Hugh Hewitt raves about it. But it doesn't only work for radio hosts. It could work for you. Seriously, like, this is good stuff. ReliefFactor.com is the website. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Did I say it? ReliefFactor.com.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year. I Can Only Imagine. Now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people. By the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
With Blinds.com, upgrade your home for less than almost any other home improvement. Just go to Blinds.com and they'll help you find the perfect blinds, guide you on how to measure, and install in minutes. You get free samples, free shipping, and a free online design consultation. Find out for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Right now, buy one, get one 60% off site-wide when you use Blinds.com/shutters. Buy one, get one 60% off site-wide when you use Blinds.com/shutters. Rules and restrictions apply.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Oh,
hey there, folks. I've got to get a message to you as well. It's not just the Bee Gees. I, too, have got to get a message to you, and it's about the persecuted church. I am convinced that we in the Western church must get involved for our own souls, to strengthen our faith. We must get involved in what God is doing around the world with people who are suffering horrible things, but who in the midst of it have incredible faith. There are thousands of Bonhoeffers all over the world. Nobody will write books about them. I want you to know about them. So we're doing this challenge, this campaign for open doors over the next weeks. And we've got the CEO of Open Doors USA on the line, David Curry. David, again, welcome.
Thank you so much.
You know, you're talking about the many different ways that we can participate and the many different areas of the world. So there's so much going on. How many folks are involved with Open Doors, just to give us a sense of the breadth of the organization?
Well, there are, you know, at least 1,500 staff people spread around the world, but the network is so much bigger than that. It has to do with partners we work with on the ground. We always want to help strengthen the church. The idea is not that we have Open Doors presence everywhere. That's part of it. But it's all about the body of Christ, wherever they may be, helping them to strengthen, to grow strong. We have centers of hope where we're helping to strengthen the church in Syria and Iraq. We have places in Africa, in Asia. So it's all about partnership with the body. But what we try to do, what's unique about us, is we try to do the toughest things in the toughest places. When you look at our World Watch List, it ranks the really difficult places for persecution. That's where we want to be, and to try to help walk alongside and strengthen the body.
Well, the whole thing got started with Brother Andrew. Tell us briefly who Brother Andrew was. He wrote a book, famous book called God's Smuggler. I know he preached at Times Square Church back in, it must have been 1990 or 91. My wife was there. She heard it, and she felt compelled to give to the work of Brother Andrew and Open Doors since then. And so tell us how this all got started. Who was Brother Andrew?
He was a Dutchman who felt called to ministry. He had been in the special forces of the Dutch military and had a radical conversion to Jesus. And in that, he decided to go to Bible school. And he heard everybody talking about what was happening in the West, but he, coming from the Netherlands, knew that the Iron Curtain was a real thing. And he really felt called just to deliver Bibles, to give them what they needed. And as he did so, his work was dangerous. It was difficult. He started by crossing into Poland, but then the ministry grew, and he became God's smuggler. But the ministry spread out to the most difficult places. At first, it was China, and then into the Middle East. So anywhere now where there's intense persecution of Christians for their faith, we want to help supply, not just Bibles. That's still part of what we do. But it's also training and support and trauma care in these really difficult places. He's 90 years old now. He's still alive. I visited him just a couple weeks ago prior to his birthday to talk with him. And while he's 90 and you can tell it's taken a toll on his body, his spirit is still that of a contrarian, somebody who's ready to go into the difficult places that everybody else wants to leave.
He's 90 years old. And where does he live?
He lives in the Netherlands.
He lives in the Netherlands, yeah. That's obviously kind of a beachhead for you all. A number of the folks who were at the conference that I was at recently were from the Netherlands. And it's just fascinating to think, you know, we in America sometimes think we're doing all this stuff, but we forget that there are these outposts and that they have been launching into well, first of all, into the Iron Curtain countries when they existed. But he's such a hero. And at some point, I guess he decided to broaden things. I mean, when the Iron Curtain came down, metaphorically, suddenly you could get Bibles into places like Russia and all these other places. But you guys have expanded to the whole world. How many countries are you in? Is there a number?
We're in 60 countries significantly, and in maybe 20 others for research and other purposes. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Well, I want to remind my listeners why we're talking about this is because it's on my heart. I believe in Open Doors. Spending the time with you all a few weeks ago in San Diego just, you know, redoubled my respect for what you do. And so I want to say to my listeners, we all need to be involved somehow. Like, as far as I'm concerned, this is our problem. And so if you go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the website, you can see how you could be involved. You were mentioning that a gift of $87 can provide clothing and blankets for three Christians in one of these places. Now think of this, folks, clothing and blankets. Have you ever been without clothing and blankets that you needed somebody to give that to you? This is serious. This is serious. $126 can provide an entire family with food for a month. That's the kind of thing I think that families in America can get behind. I mean, you know, kids with their allowance, they can give something, and we can all pool together to help a Christian family eat food for a month. I think it's really important. I wanted to say this again, that to get young people involved. I mean, if a 16-year-old is bored with the Christian faith, you start telling them some of the stories about what is going on around the world, what people are suffering, and suddenly they get interested because it's exciting. They say, oh, you mean people are dying and living and fighting for their faith? Like, I'm bored going to youth group. This is exciting. The other kids in my youth group need to hear about this. Maybe a youth group wants to get involved. Maybe a youth group can do a fundraise. You have a pancake breakfast or a car wash or something. I just think that we in the American church have got to get involved. We've got to get our young people involved. We've got to make them understand that when somebody is suffering for his faith in this world, it is our problem. It is not okay that we have this freedom to believe and we take it for granted. When we see that people are suffering and suffering and suffering, we take our faith less for granted. So this is vital, in my opinion, for the American church that we get involved. If you want to strengthen your faith, strengthen your kids' faith. So go to MetaxasTalk.com. You can find out plenty there, MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the Open Doors banner. Thanks for listening. Folks, I need your help. Our Christian brothers and sisters in Africa are under attack. Earlier this year, Boko Haram once again kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls. This group's presence has spread beyond Nigeria into Cameroon, Chad, Benin, other countries. In the northern part of Nigeria, militant Fulani herdsmen are continuing to use any violent means necessary to take possession of everything in their path. In other parts of Africa, Christians are being targeted by fundamentalist and extremist groups. Even in countries such as Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, some Christians must worship in secret and they live in constant fear of being imprisoned or worse for their beliefs. So through the ministry of Open Doors, you can provide life-saving aid and critical support such as clothing, food, medical aid, vital training, Bibles, and Christian resources to these African believers. To find out more of all the ways you can help, please go to my website, MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner for Open Doors right at the top. Folks, they have a challenge grant of $50,000. There's no better time. I'm just asking you, please go to the website, MetaxasTalk.com, and click on Open Doors. Thank you.
Do you have a retirement account worth more than $100,000? Pay very close attention to what I'm about to tell you. Gold is a better way. Gold, it's better. Better way to protect your retirement, a better way to grow your retirement, and better than everything you're currently doing inside your retirement account. My name is Adam Baratta. I'm the founder of GoldIsABetterWay.com, and I'm so certain gold is going higher in price and going to outperform stocks and bonds, I've created the world's first gold retirement protection platform ever built. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you free access. Once you see this, you'll have no choice but to agree, and all you need to do is call for your special code. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. On a recorded line, you'll get a special code. You can join the site for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole. Just call 800-900-8000. Get your code. Get it now. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com.
Like a foolish dreamer trying to build a highway to the sky. All my hopes would come tumbling down, and I never knew.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about Open Doors. Right now I have on the line David Curry, President and CEO of Open Doors USA, who are working around the world in bold, extraordinary ways to help people suffering for their Christian faith. This is an invitation for you to get involved. There's a number of ways that you can get involved. We just got a couple of minutes left, David, but I want to mention that the woman that you talked about, her daughter went to school to take an exam, never came back. Boko Haram stole her daughter and more than 230 others, but some of them have come back. This mother now, 4 years later, is still waiting for her daughter to come back. What must that do to a mother? It's just incredible. And you've met with this woman.
We're in regular contact with all of the parents of these Chibok kids who have been stolen. These are young girls who are Christian girls going to school. Boko Haram wanted to stop that. They don't believe in education. They want to roll back to a medieval Muslim extremist perspective. These families, like Esther Joseph is who you're talking about, it's heartbreaking to look into their eyes and see the pain 4 years on, and the world has moved on, the media has moved on, but the body of Christ needs to support these folks, and we're continuing to argue, negotiate, press the government. But the most important thing we can do, and what Open Doors is doing, and what people can do through supporting this aid to Christians in Africa, is we need to stand with people like Esther Joseph to help her in the midst of her challenges, to help supply. Sometimes we're helping with persecution preparedness. Other times it's economic empowerment. A lot of times we're just standing with them through trauma and giving them the psychological and the trauma care that they need in the midst of the darkest hour.
Well, it's extraordinary, and it's an honor for us at the Eric Metaxas Show, and by that I mean me and all of my listeners, to participate with you, to have the opportunity to participate with you in doing something that is so important, that is so necessary. I want to say to my listeners, you know, if you can give financially, you know what you can give. If you can't give financially, if you can't give much financially, you can spread the word. All of these programs that I do are on podcasts. You go to ericmetaxas.com. You can link to the podcast. You can send it, put it on your Facebook page or Twitter or wherever you are. Tell people, tell your youth pastor to get the youth group involved in this, to spread the word. This is something that we in the American church, in the West, we need this. We need to understand this is our responsibility. That's scriptural. That's not my interpretation. David, I'm just so grateful that you've given us this time to hear your voice on this.
And we're grateful for your help, Eric, because your listeners are so faithful to step up and make a difference.
Okay, folks, the need is urgent. I want to just say right at the end of this show today, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. These people are waiting to hear from us. They are suffering. We're their only chance. We are the West. We have the ability to help. Let's step up, please. MetaxasTalk.com. I didn't even mention there's a $50,000 challenge grant, which I want to challenge you. As we give now, it's all going to get doubled. I should have mentioned that earlier. Folks, please, this is it. We're running out of time. MetaxasTalk.com. Please go there and be generous. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.